You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
All right.
Is it true? Is it bull? You decide.
That's right.
Hey, tape recorder. Listen to this.
Whoa. Welcome. Episode 407 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes, recorded usually live in front of a few dogs and frozen tundra of the tactical Finnish Nemosa Studios in beautiful downtown Elmendorf, Texas.
All right, yeah, again, yeah, we're moving.
Welcome, yeah. Belgium. How's everybody doing?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm not okay, and I'll tell you about it later.
It's true.
We'll get after it.
Yes, we will. So, what is today? What is today?
Was that dead air?
It was. I was distracted by my own flatulence.
Okay, stop texting. Yes. We have things to do. We have an amazing show for you guys with no more dead space and no more dead air.
Who's dead?
What's today's day? Today is Wednesday, February 19th.
February 19th.
All right.
We did have a good weekend. Sunday afternoon, we were able to catch up with a bunch of friends and, oh my gosh, a lot of family as well. People we hadn't seen in years and years and years. For Dad's birthday party, so it was fun. It was a good time.
It was very, very cool. Yeah. And for those of you who weren't able to make it, you can go to CNN.com. There's plenty of footage from what happened that evening.
Right. I can't believe that the footage was that amazing. Amazing.
We got our 16 seconds of filth.
Yeah. And the good thing was, all of those food trucks are still standing.
It's okay. It's going to be all right. Those kind of things happen. If you don't know, go to CNN.com.
God dang right, I tell you what.
Guys, I got to talk to you about a couple of things that happened this past weekend.
Okay.
And, the week before.
Whoa.
Okay, so the Grammys, guys?
Grammys?
Yeah,
right.
Didn't Beyonce win the female album of the year?
Country album of the year.
Country album of the year.
They got it half right.
Well, I started looking at all the social media, listening to all the entertainment news and things like that, and they were saying how terrible the album was. Martina McBride even said, this is an outrage, something to the effect of, that is not a country album. So apparently there's a lot of people who are just pissed at her winning this thing. So I have never listened to the album. I haven't listened, so I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt. It's like, apparently it has to. If the Writers Guild said, hey, this is the best album. How?
I mean,
because of listening? Apparently it's been listened to all over the world, and it's amazing.
I don't know that it has, but Jay-Z certainly paid a lot of money
a thing, Goonie?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah. I haven't listened to it, so I don't know. Only thing I've heard of it is when she played at the halftime show of either the Cowboys game for Thanksgiving or Christmas or something.
Okay.
I heard like snippets of a few songs because she didn't play the whole song. She was just playing parts of them. And it wasn't anything that stood out to me. It wasn't bad. It was, when you've got great writers writing great music, a good song is going to be a good song. But it didn't stick out to me like, oh my God, that was amazing, or that performance was so great. It didn't stick out like that.
Okay.
I've heard songs that were, marginally popular that I freaking loved, and I've heard songs that were so unbelievably popular and it just was okay for me. So I don't want to say it was bad. I don't want to say it was great.
This album has 27 songs on it. It's something like a big long vinyl storyboard. That's something that Justin Timberlake did a couple of years ago, and that album crashed and burned.
I love
Timberman. I love the Justin Timberman.
Right.
This last album was kind of unlistenable.
Yeah.
So I listened to 16 of the songs. I was back and forth on the road yesterday.
Took a listen to it.
Let me listen to this album.
Okay.
And starting with American Requiem, Blackbird okay. singing in the dead of night, and there's some good stuff, some collabs with Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, Shaboozy, Miley Cyrus, let's see, Willie Jones, Linda Martell, and there's a couple of collabs in there, and those I was expecting to be, you know, awesome. Well, they weren't. Jolene is just another person singing Jolene up at the karaoke stand.
Didn't bring anything different to it or anything special or anything like that.
Guys, y'all got to listen to this because this, I'm going to say it. We could have wrote this album, Goon, but the only reason we didn't is because it's bad.
Wow.
It's not good. I tried to listen to it. And then they say when you the first album comes out of whatever, you got to listen to it several times to, you know, get warmed up to each song. I did. I did and I did. Three times and three times the chump. I couldn't follow the music. It was bad. The entrances are just not good. I mean, there's people speaking, there's and of course, me being half deaf, I put it louder so I can enjoy the music, and I couldn't because the drums were not supposed to be on this country album.
Yes.
None of those drums. The acoustic guitars in the background, excellent, thank you. But this album was, number one, overproduced. I couldn't believe four, five songs with so much harmony. It made me ill. I mean, I love bands that have, you know, that harmony that's just impeccable and just amazing.
But not the push button harmony.
This really, it made me mad. It made me mad. And now I can finally say, yes, Martina McBride was right. All of us people, saying what an embarrassment it was to be put on a country genre in the first place.
Yeah.
I get it now. It took me 7 minutes of this show to tell you guys, as I'm not an influencer, but I want to influence you to listen to this album.
I got influenza.
And then throw it back.
Wow.
It makes me sad with our band Virtual Country playing songs left and right, trying to get stuff out with real country.
Yeah.
And I swear, Goonie, this album is freaking East Side Nashville. That's all it is.
Wow.
It's bad.
Well, I mean, if you have enough money, you can get people to listen to it. That's it. Whether your song is good or whether your song is bad, you got enough money to pay for play, you're going to get a number one song because enough people are going to be forced to listen to it because you're going to pay all of the radio stations in the country a certain amount of money and they're going to play it a few times a day and you're going to have number one and everybody's going to say, oh, it must be a great song. So I'm going to listen to it. Oh, wasn't that a great song? Well, I don't know. You heard it 12 times today because the radio station was paid to play it 12 times in 3 hours. So no, it's just you've listened to it so much that your brain is like, oh, yeah, that's that song I heard earlier. Was it good? I guess.
And the tragic thing is nobody out there, I mean literally nobody out there, is ever going to be able to hear something from John Wolfe.
You know the cool thing, you know, when I get is when American Idol first came out, remember how they had like 5 or 6 weeks of auditions? Mm-hmm. We're in Dallas, we're in Austin, we're in Nashville, we're here.
Right.
And they'd have all of these folks. And then, you know, every third or fourth one, they'd show a bad one, you know, and then they'd show somebody that was so obviously off key that was terrible. And then they talked to them for like 10 minutes out of their show.
Yep.
And I was like, you know, it's funny. I guess if you want to put together a blooper reel and put it on your website, go ahead.
Yep.
But if you're going to take the time in your nationally televised 20 million people watching, why not show some of the people who just were maybe almost good enough but weren't good enough? Don't show me the freaking dude who was so damn terrible. Somebody didn't get a chance to be on TV because they had to show this guy, oh, he's so funny, he's going to be viral. Freaking William Hung, the She Bangs guy, he freaking turned it into a freaking whole thing because he was a joke and he was terrible. But somebody who had a good story and a good song,
Goonie,
would freaking doesn't get a chance because his story doesn't get to be told.
I think you got something there.
It's true.
This?
It's true.
Let's post this as the world's worst podcast.
Post Malone. Oh, yes, yes.
And we are steady blooping.
Goonie falls over.
Okay.
Goonie falls over. See what happens next.
Guys, push it. Push it. Have you heard the world's worst podcast?
Dude, how about we do this? I've been watching these other videos where it's like a 15-minute video about nothing, but the title says, I can't believe I caught her cheating, and then you want to watch it, and so it's like, we're going to be the world's worst clickbait podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tape recorder, wait till the end. No. I'm just going to say that.
I'm going to show you my hind end, but yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start the podcast over. This is going to be our last podcast. Me and Nemo had a falling out about 7 minutes ago. We're only going to do one more last podcast, so we hope you listen to the end, because that's when it's finally going to be over. It's going to be the last podcast ever, episode 407.
Just you wait.
It's going to be the worst podcast, but it's going to be terrible because it's going to be our last podcast. I'm tired of him. He's done me wrong one too many times.
But what's...
And okay, it hurts me. But before we get to the end, let's get to the beginning.
Okay, we're now at halfway through our podcast, and
how do you know
we've been doing nothing but talking about negative crap, social media, AI, right. All the stuff that just irks people, and it's all just the dumbing down of the world. So let's talk about some positive stuff.
Oh, I know a lot of down people.
Guys, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have a new venue for our St. Baldrick's Children's Cancer Research Campaign. Right. Get it going on.
Smoke
it's
Sky
happening
Bar.
When, Goonie?
It's March 8th, Saturday, March 8th at Smoke Sky Bar.
Okay.
About 10 a.m., DJ Reenie will be spinning some tunes.
All right.
Me and Nemo will be maybe emceeing it, just, you know, pretty much having a great time talking trash. To each other and shaving our heads for children's cancer to raise money.
Anybody else out there who wants to come and entertain, sing, give us a holler. We'll put y'all in the mix.
Or if you want to shave your hind end, let me know. Don't send it to the email that we have, because I'm gonna cancel that email at the end of this podcast, because I'm done with this podcast.
And that's right.
Yeah, because I don't like my brother right now. Yeah, so even though the podcast will be finished, we will still be doing the St. Baldrick's, because it's for the children. It's for the children, and then we'll break up for good. Mm-hmm. Break up for good, and then it's what we do. It's what we do, and then we'll show the video of what caused this rift between my brother and I. It was a terrible video. I'm not going to explain a lot about it, but there were a lot of chickens and pigs.
But that's okay, because TMZ will take anything.
Yeah. What does TMZ mean?
the people who aren't going to sponsor us anymore.
Oh, right. Oh, those guys. I thought that was Boys Gone Wild.
Damn.
But anyway, I was watching something on TV the other day on Netflix. It was about the guy with the thing, and he had to do with the.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No. It was the story that was just going crazy in the news a couple of years back about Gabby Petito. She was doing her YouTube videos, and her boyfriend, you know, they bought a van and they went across country, and they were doing videos of living on the road.
Okay,
and then he apparently killed her and.
Well, that's not nice.
And freaking went home to his family, and you know his family was like, "Well, they're not here."
That was it.
The van was here, and then they little by little
just go home now.
Little by little, they pieced it together with video and credit card receipts and people seeing them and realized that he was never where he said he was going to be. He was using her phone to send messages to her parents saying, you know, she was okay. She was just spending some time alone, and I was like. Yeah,
wow,
dude, it was crazy.
And this is on Netflix.
Netflix, yes, it was the Gabby.
And we can't get our story,
yeah,
to be posted on PBS.
Well, that is what made me so mad was the fact that I watched it and you didn't want to watch it.
Oh, so
here's
coming.
So that's kind of why this podcast is ending. Because
just wait.
We can't agree. We agree that Belgium is pretty awesome, but we don't agree on much of anything else. You know, apparently you don't like Jacuzzi. And I like booze all the time. I'll drink it in the morning.
I don't know what a Jacuzzi is.
Yeah. Or a Shaboozy.
I wish I did. I wish I was you know, 24/7 reading all the entertainment spotlight and wow. stuff like that. But
yeah,
I'm just being fed.
We wish you knew how to read too.
So much AI crap that I don't know what's truth or bull anymore.
It's all
just like this dadgum podcast.
This podcast is always true.
Okay.
Even
whatever.
When we admit that it's bull.
Oh, and I'm sure.
Oh, here it comes.
I'm sure. What's his face? ASAP. The
Rihanna's Rocky?
Rihanna's boyfriend. I'm sure he's a. Innocent too.
Oh yeah, didn't he get off on something?
Some kind of semi-automatic
felony
two
charges.
Counts of assault.
He pulled out his back end and spanked Rihanna or something on stage,
yeah.
And then the next thing you know, he was felonious.
But the happiest thing is, the great thing is,
uh-oh.
The wonderful state of California.
Wow.
They said he was not guilty. So thank you.
Okay,
that's
okay.
A happy take.
So does that mean he was innocent or he was just not guilty?
Let's just say that California is fun.
Wow, why do we have to say that?
Wow,
see, that's more of the bull part of
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I'm just sad. I'm sad that this is going to be our last podcast.
Yeah,
I was looking forward to many years of this. And it's heartbreaking. It really is. It's heartbreaking that this is going to be the last one. And you know, just looking around the studio and thinking, man, I really wish we had done more with the studio, because it's falling apart. It's dilapidated.
Okay,
it's dilapidated.
You still talking?
I mean, you got a curtain over here. It looks like you took a shower in here. You got pictures of yourself. Pictures of yourself. What do they call that? Where you can say it on radio? Self care.
Yeah, no,
a lot of self-care photos.
Efficacy?
Oh, no. Yeah. That's too. Defecation. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here comes the big event, the big announcement.
You know what? I announced a lot of big things in my day, pero since it's going to be the last one, I better do it right. I would like to announce that Super Granny is going to record her own episodes because she needs her own podcast. Nobody needs to listen to this crap. You know, I told Gregory earlier, you know, it's like 407 episodes. That's y'all pendejos. Why you want to do that all the time? You walk around bare-ass thinking, you think you're this, and do you think I'm sexy, and do you like it when I touch myself? No, I don't. I don't. I really don't. I put up with a lot of crap, but I don't like that. When you walk around asking if you're sexy, you're not. If you have to ask people, is this song good? It's not. If they listen to it and they tell you it's good, then there's a pretty good chance they're either deaf or it's good. So don't even ask other people what they think, because it doesn't matter. You're not going to hurt your feelings unless they're me, and I'll say it's crap. Pero, you know, that's it. So that's my 17 minutes of fame, and I just want to say that's my big announcement. This is terrible. I'm going to do my own podcast. Screw all of this. I'm out of here. I don't even like you people. Y'all screwed up my episodes. Y'all were pendejos. You ate all my pinche rice, my frijoles, refritos, and Blister. I don't know what the hell happened to him. He was bare-assed on Brooklyn Street the other day, and I told him, go to the VFW, and he said, I wasn't a veteran. He said, well, you're foreign affairs, Hito. Get away. Go away. With all those foreigners, I don't need that crap. But anyway, thank you. You've been listening to the episode. I don't even care. It's the last one. Nobody gives a damn what number it is. Screw y'all people. I'm out of here. Screw it. I'm out.
Okay.
Shut up.
Yes.